The North Dakota Catholic Conference is the latest organization to oppose Measure Number 1 on the November ballot.
Yeah, this is a difficult issue for us because no one's opposed to integrity. But what matters is the actual language of the measure, and the actual language, we believe, is a threat to churches and charities.
Christopher Dodson is executive director and general counsel for the conference. He says the measure would require the charities and churches to disclose the names of every contributor, even if only a small amount of the contribution was used to influence government action or to speak out on a ballot measure.
Churches and charities do not endorse or oppose candidates. They don't contribute to public officials. We're not big lobbyists, but they do engage in the public square and they do provide social services. This measure would sweep us in with all those supposed big corporations that are spreading money around.
Dodson says the conference is concerned that people could use these donor names for harassment. He says the measure, while well-intentioned, just goes too far. Meanwhile, the conference is urging a no vote on Measure 3, the recreational marijuana initiative. Dodson called it an issue concerning children, families, and the health of communities. He says the measure sets no limits on the possession, growth, or sale of marijuana.
Most states that have legalized recreational marijuana, they allow like an ounce, couple ounces. There's no limits here. We can't risk our communities, our children, and their health by voting for Measure 3.
Dodson says there are questions on the measure that would have to be resolved by legislative actions, something that takes a two-thirds vote by each chamber.
That's a hurdle. It's a hurdle, and we've seen it before. It was barely done with medical marijuana. So if there are problems with Measure 3, we can't just say, well, the legislature is going to take care of it.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.